to the Nutramedic Report, and we have Fareed from Cardiovasc. And Fareed, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Fareed, I do continuous research literally virtually every day on trying to look at the latest in terms of how to substitute pharmaceutical approaches and other approaches to deal with wellness and optimize health. Vascular disease and perfusion are kind of like a central feature of almost every illness. And I just kind of summarize, hypoxia, which is low perfusion, is tied directly to autoimmune conditions, like, you know, in a particular part of a tissue, whether it's autoimmune disease where you're generating antigens on the cell surface, or hypoxic-induced genetic changes that cause cancer. So it turns out that hypoxia tied with the presence of, say, biotoxins is a direct link to most major illnesses, including illnesses where tissues are not properly regenerating, so the organs retains old damaged mitochondria, old damaged cells, so there's decreased mitophagy, getting rid of mitochondria, and old damaged cells or tissues called decreased apoptosis. When you take the Cardiovasc, it is what we call a central part of our, we call our perfusion protocol. And a lot of people assume because their blood pressure is normal that their perfusion is normal. Now, I can counter that by asking tough questions. And this is one of the things I like to ask doctors and nurse practitioners and other health professionals is, do you think that blood pressure, which is the old carotid cough sounds, is a direct indication of perfusion? And the answer is no. And to give an example, we use and have used for many years oxygen electrodes to determine the demarcation zone if someone has a bad electrical or thermal burn. And if you use the oxygen electrode, it can tell you, if for example, if you have a diabetic foot, where the auto amputation would occur if you let it fall off, literally, or if you're where you're going to cut to do the amputation. The thing is that when you measure perfusion with new tests now, like the EndoPAT and Endothelix technologies, which measure either temperature or blood flow in the capillaries, you can get a pretty good idea whether or not the rebound increase in blood flow after you compress the arteries and so see somebody's arm is normal or not normal. Now, the first thing you need to do is restore the health of the endothelium, the health of the muscular or media layer, which is 75% mitochondria in the media or muscular layer. And you have to restore the normal peristaltic movement of the blood vessel, which is actually up to 70% or more of the blood flow is actually your blood vessels in response to the initial shearing force of the cardiac contraction, pushing up a peristaltic pressure wave to the arterioles and the arteries and the vascular capillary bed. A lot of people assume from Harvey's research 500 years ago that, you know, the heart not only pumps the blood out but also pumps the blood back. But if you actually look at it, there's no sucking sound or function where the blood flow back to the heart is by the heart. It actually is all the capillary vascular bed and the release of nitric oxide and the peristaltic wave of the venules and veins pushing blood back to the heart. So 100% of the blood flow back, and 70% roughly, and it'll vary. And again, when somebody's going into congestive heart failure, the percentage of the heart as a proportion of the blood flow increases because the blood vessels aren't working. Isn't that interesting? So it's not really congestive heart failure. It should be called congestive vascular failure. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, the heart eventually fails because you get hypertrophy of the heart, and the amount of cardiac output per cardiac contraction decreases because between systole and diastole, the amount of blood flow to the heart becomes enlarged, or it gets so big, for example, under Chagas spirochetosis from South America, where there's 100 million people that are infected that over 20 years have 100% mortality rate of dying of dilatory cardiomyopathy. People don't realize that part of the reason why the rate of congestive heart failure is increasing 400% is because we're getting vascular failure, we're getting mitochondrial failure, we're getting endothelial failure of the vessels, primarily the vessels that pump the blood out to the tissues and carry oxygen and nutrients. And the problem is, if you don't ask the right questions, just whether you're dealing with a military operation, a surgery, a scientific endeavor, geopolitical or chemical, if you don't ask the right questions, you'll never get the correct answer. Or the answer won't be relevant to what you're actually trying to ask because you don't even know the field of corollaries and assumptions that's based on reality. So let's go through the components and we'll kind of expand on them. What's in Cardiovasc and why? Basically, if you do an EndoPAT or Endothelix test, and even if your pressures are, quote, normal, if your perfusion is low, you need to be taking Cardiovasc. Interesting, hey? And you'll see this oftentimes in people who are, we call even, hypotensive. Their blood pressure is a little low, and they're elderly. They may actually have hypoperfusion where the cardiovascular is going to help. So it's not just in hypertensive cases, it's hypoperfusion cases where their actual action of their blood vessels is so poor, especially in things like, you know, late-stage cardiac congestive heart failure, where they don't have hypertension anymore. They have hypotension, but their perfusion is in their boots. So let's go through the components in Cardiovasc.
Sure. Well, one of the key ingredients is the hawthorn. And we use a hawthorn leaf and flower extract in the capsules. And we use the part of the plant, as I mentioned, is leaf and flower extract. It's grown in Europe. And one of the interesting things about hawthorn is that you can get it grown in different parts of the world, but it's a different genus. So the European hawthorn is the part or the genus that's been extensively studied for heart and circulation purposes. So it's the
right,
one
now,
to get.
Yeah, and it basically it's a cardiotonic, so it helps the heart contraction, but also the blood vessels. So if you're, and I have research papers we're going to put together in some videos, because I think video people like videos better, and I'll have the research articles posted up so they can actually see it. And there's non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations done by PhD cardiology research people that have proven now that the heart is not your primary pump, it's your blood vessels. That's really interesting and bizarre, isn't it? And in fact, when a percentage of the cardiac contractures of your total blood flow is your heart, you're getting hypoperfused and you're going into heart failure. So heart failure is actually not heart failure, it's where the heart tries to make up for the blood vessels not doing their work, and eventually the heart starts to fail too. And in that phase, the cardiac component, which is increased from, say, 20 or 30% up to 50% of your blood flow, your heart eventually starts to fail because it can't keep up. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is not what you typically hear from doctors. And also, what is hypertension? You got to think of hypertension as real simple. The diastolic pressure, which is more important than the systolic, the main pressure is increasing because the blood vessels are not responding to that shearing force by creating a peristaltic wave. So hypertension basically is a failure not of the heart, but of the blood vessels to respond to that shearing force to create actually a nice peristaltic wave to keep the diastolic pressure low. In fact, if you see an elite athlete, like an Olympic athlete, what you find is actually when they're doing extreme exercise and their heart rate is rising to, say, 160 beats a minute, you can't measure their diastolic blood pressure because they don't have one. There's no lower blood pressure measurement. Isn't that interesting? You can't detect it. So for people make assumptions that you have a diastolic pressure if you're an elite athlete, they're wrong. And that research has been published for decades. People should know that. So a lot of the theories that doctors run in terms of the way they approach illness is incorrect, unfortunately. So let's look at the next component. What's next?
So then we have the garlic.
Aged garlic has two effects. It's not just the allicin, which we have our allicin med. It has a number of other components that block the angiotensin-converting enzyme. Because when your kidneys perfusion is reduced, they start developing ACE, or angiotensin-converting enzyme, and that drives up your, if you want to call it, your spastic vessel activity, and it actually can increase blood pressure. So when you have an ACE inhibitor, it blocks that so you don't end up with spasms of the blood vessels that acts as a barrier to the heart pumping the blood, and instead of the blood vessels getting a nice peristaltic wave. So you've got to, just unblocking it with either ACE inhibitor or ACE receptor blocker doesn't restore the vascular activity, which is why besides Cardiovasc, we had things like VascuCare, propionyl carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and other nutraceuticals to support mitochondrial support like mitochondrial energy catalysts, D-ribose, and NADH to support the mitochondria. So the real issue is you've got to block that angiotensin-converting enzyme and not block the breakdown of bradykinins and neurotenins, because otherwise you get a capitin, which is a drug cough, and you get pain syndromes because blocking neurotenins will increase pain. Isn't that interesting? So some people that take an ACE inhibitor or ACE receptor blocker will find they get increased inflammation because you're blocking neurotenins, another slow-reactive substance of anaphylaxis. So they'll again end up things like tendonitis, bursitis, and inflammation because they've blocked the breakdown of these other molecules besides breaking down the, blocking the angiotensin-converting enzyme. Interesting, eh? Hmm.
Yep.
Okay, next one.
But then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne, of course, is a natural vasodilator, which is important. So when you dilate the blood vessels, you're stimulating the vessels to have a proper peristaltic wave. So that's good. We call it vasculogenic. In other words, it helps to stimulate vascular contractile activity. Next.
Yep. And the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest, most dialyzable antioxidant, which means it's going to get rid of free radical singlet oxygen, nitroperoxy radical, and hydroperoxy radical. And because it's the smallest, it's going to penetrate deeper into your vessels and solid organs and into your brain, etc. And it'll reduce the oxidative stress, because oxidative stress is what oxidizes cholesterol to make plaque and oxidizes fatty acids. Because you can take T-bars, which is a measure of oxidized fatty acids, if a macrophage or big eater cell eats them, these little globules of oxidized 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or T-bars, what happens is they die and they form foam cells, and foam cells, when they calcify, form calcified unstable plaque. And when they break, either because of wear and tear or a surge in blood pressure, or the embolizers throw a clot down the artery, they release soluble ICAM 1 and 2 and other factors to cause platelet aggregation and fibrin, and they form an embolus or a clot or cause a heart attack, which blocks the artery off. So people should understand that, getting control of that is really important. So that's why Cardiovasc will prevent new clot and new plaque formation. That's really important. It's anti-plaque. Next.
Yep. So then we have the, I have not yet mentioned the ginkgo.
Yeah, ginkgo is important. It reduces blood viscosity. It also is a major vascular stimulant of the vascular bed of the capillaries. So if you have somebody to take ginkgo, they'll say, hey, my brain is working better. And the reason is their liver works better, any solid organ, because they're getting better capillary perfusion of that organ. And it also reduces blood viscosity, which is why in Canada, because the Canadian government didn't want that component in there, because they thought, well, some people aren't going to be smart and stop it 4 days before major surgery. You've got to stop this 4 days before surgery, because your blood viscosity is lower. You're less likely to get a deep vein thrombosis if you travel in a long air flight or sit down a lot during your day. So it basically is an anti-clot former, and it's stimulates the microcirculation in your brain or other solid organs.
Yep.
And next?
And then we have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is a universal liver detoxicant, because a lot of the chemicals present, like bisphenol A and endocrine disruptors, these chemicals, when the liver starts detoxing them, they also protect the vessel walls. So a lot of the reason why we're having an increased rate of vascular and heart disease is if you actually do a fat biopsy or red and white cell membrane test with high-pressure chromatography, you'll find a lot of toxic chemicals that we call vasculotoxic. They actually help your body generate plaque and help your body to disrupt the normal mitochondrial function. So a good deal of the reason why we have hypertension is because we have not only a mineral depletion, especially minerals like copper and zinc and manganese and things that are important for mitochondrial function, like the specific minerals like zinc and copper. What happens is you lose your superoxidismutase, you lose your insulin sensitivity with chromium vanadium, and you end up with vascular disease, which is basically an epiphenomena of insulin resistance. So everybody has hypertension, everybody who has obesity, everybody who has dyslipidemia or osteoarthritis is a pre-diabetic insulin-resistant person. And they're all linked together. I mean, these different diseases have the same basic root. Interesting, hey?
And, yes, then we have the valerian.
Now, valerian is important for the autonomic nervous system. When the body perceives the perfusion's poor, it goes into fight or flight or sympathetic overdrive. And there's various parts of the vascular system, like the carotid body and the carotid artery, that actually can detect decreased perfusion. And it stimulates the autonomic paraspinal ganglia to start firing. If your autonomic nervous system goes into fight or flight, you'll get panic attacks, you'll get increased stress, which will cause things like atrial fibrillation, which is caused by sympathetic overdrive and magnesium deficiency. Now, 93 to 98% of the population are very deficient in magnesium, and the 1 or 2% that aren't are moderately deficient. So basically, there's no one that's not, to some extent, deficient in magnesium. Magnesium is a major counterion to calcium that causes your heart and vessel contraction and also regulates cardiac induction. So when you take valerian, you're actually kind of rebalancing the autonomic nervous system, which is going into fight or flight or sympathetic overdrive. And so a lot of hypertension is simply the fact that your system is hitting the panic button. And that panic button is calmed down with valerian.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's, in other words, it's a very excellent formula. We add other things to it. For example, for vascular health, we increase the transketolase enzyme with ultrathiamine B1, fat-soluble thiamine. We use diosmin from VeinAway. We use things like Omega Supreme Krill and Omega Supreme Pro, which is a new mycelized super-absorbed form of omega fatty acids that turn off vascular inflammation. We use things like natokinase and lumbrokinase to prevent the formation of plaque. Natokinase will reduce viscosity. Lumbrokinase will actually block the clot formation itself. It's actually a clot buster. And so is our seraflozyme, or serapeptase enzyme, and the inflammex actually chews away at clot and initially blockage of your lymphatics, too. So when you start adding these other nutraceuticals, your core is cardiovascular. In other words, every illness has some degree of perfusion problem or circulation problem, whether it's autoimmune disease or cancer or organ degeneration. And in fact, decreased perfusion decreases the ability of the body to get rid of old damaged cells, too. So the most important gene for long life is called the FOXO2 gene, which I happen to have on my 23andMe. And it means your body is more efficiently able to get rid of old damaged mitochondria and cells. But if you don't have perfusion, you can't do it. And again, how many patients do you think are... We have a new test now called a BioCuff, which measures blood vessel stiffness. If your vessels are stiff, it means they're not contracting and creating a peristaltic wave. So the BioCuff will actually tell you that. The new test now that you can get a cardiologist here in North America or in Europe or elsewhere is the EndoPAT and Endothelix tests. And they're real simple old patient tests that can be done in 20 minutes. And they'll tell you whether or not your perfusion is normal. And don't assume it's normal, because you can overtreat your blood pressure and have poor perfusion, or you can have hypoperfusion and have normal blood pressure, or you could just be elderly and you got terrible perfusion. And those all set you up for illness. So, again, it's more accurate and more important than just looking at blood pressure alone. And as you start to improve perfusion, your blood pressure will normalize, which is why it's a good marker to tell if your nutraceuticals and or drugs, and there's only a few drugs that are helpful that aren't going to do things bad for you, like calcium channel blockers will screw up your brain and actually shrink it over 5 years and lower your IQ. Central acting alpha blockers like clonidine are dangerous. They'll make you a zombie. Or beta blockers in males will make you fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. And for females, you won't be impotent, but you'll have the other three things going on. And you don't want to take diuretics unless you're making sure you take not only potassium but magnesium and all the other trace elements like our Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max, plus other ones that we're working on developing that will include a lot of other trace elements. Because as you take diuretics, you pull all the minerals out of your body. There's a lot more to this, and you can actually create deficiency states by taking polypharmacy. And in fact, most drugs will create deficiency mineral and vitamin states that can impinge on your metabolism and cause new health problems that you don't directly relate. Like, for example, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs precipitate heart attacks and strokes. Not good. HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor actually decrease CoQ10 and actually decrease your heart and vessel contractility, so it can actually decrease your perfusion. So if you're on a statin drug to prevent heart attacks, there is a slight anti-inflammatory effect to prevent plaque. But we have that already with Cardiovasc. Why take this and then think you're going to fix it by taking CoQ10? And most of the CoQ10 out there is crystallizing, so it loses its potency in 30 days. So most people are not realizing they're decreasing their CoQ10 levels by taking this garbage, and they're affecting their heart and vessel contractility and perfusion. So again, you got to be very cautious. A lot of the drugs that are used are actually causing new problems.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
So think of me as the medical Forrest Gump. Stupid is as stupid does. If you ask the right questions, you're going to get answers you didn't want because they make you uncomfortable. Now, when you look at somebody like Forrest, he would seem real stupid and slow, but when you ask questions, you realize, like, damn it, all the cardiologists on the planet are off on the wrong track. The same way the oncologists and the diabetologists are all zeroing in on something that's not the correct issue or the correct nonlinear model of what actually is happening. So if you're trying to reduce heart disease, for example, did you know that half of the people that have a cardiac arrest have whistle-clean arteries? There's no evidence whatsoever on a CT scan that they have any problem with any fixed plaque. Now, they may have spasm. In fact, if you do a Holter monitor over 48 hours or 7 days or longer, you'll find a 1/3 of males over 30 that have hypertension have SCT wave changes indicating they're having cardiac spasm of major arteries to their heart. Scary stuff. Now, you do want to do a high-speed CT scan to see if they have fixed plaque at bifurcation of blood vessels like the left anterior descending and circumflex arteries, etc. But they can also have spastic levels because their magnesium is low. So besides taking cardiovascular, you want magnesium glycinate. You want support with CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and vascular care. You want to protect the vessel wall transketolase activity with ultrathiamine B1 and diosmin. And you want to stop the oxidative stress, which is why we have bilberry, for example, in cardiovascular. But you want to add to that, if you're pre-diabetic, Nutritrala and D-link carnosine, what's called carnosine D-link, to unlink the sugar molecules attaching to your proteins to cause inflammation. and you want to take anti-inflammatories like Cell Detox, Glutathione, and Gamma E+, it'll get rid of the gamma tocopherol levels, will get rid of the peroxynitrate radical, which is a primary radical in the vessel wall that causes vasospasm. Now, if you ask the average doctor what causes plaque, I guarantee you that 99.99999% of the doctors are doing lipid nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, but because they don't work in a lab or understand it, if you don't do electrophoresis, which I had an electrophoretic system set up in my office because I was working with a cardiologist doing research on the underlying cause of illness, so I had a dual laser reflex rheologic photometer that could actually take blood and measure someone's blood viscosity with non-Newtonian fluid dynamic lasers, you realize that what doctors are doing is just wrong. And the problem is that there are a few drugs that are still helpful in hypertension, for example, but you got to be really careful of them. I'll give you two of them that I, there are only two that I know that are actually, you know, relatively safe, but you got to be cautious. Diuretics, like hydrochlorothiazide and Lasix, but if you don't watch their electrolytes, you're going to screw them up big time, especially things like magnesium and trace elements. And number two is the idea of ACE receptor blockers. You don't want to use an ACE inhibitor, you're going to get a cap and a cough. But even ACE receptor blockers, there was research a few years ago thinking that it may increase inflammation enough to actually increase cancer rates, but it can, in some individuals, cause tendonitis and bursitis and other inflammatory conditions. So you're going to have to take natural anti-inflammatories because your levels of neurotenins and bradykinins and slow reactive substance of anaphylaxis are going to rise because you're taking a receptor blocker. Interesting, eh? All the other drugs that are given for hypertension and heart disease all have nasty, nasty side effects. And the benefit ratio is marginal. Now, if you don't take any nutraceuticals, you got to take the drugs. And, you know, you can't let your blood pressure be in the orbit. But the problem is you're going to get, you know, horrific things happen to you. Beta blockers, you're going to start going bald. You're going to become a lower metabolic rate. So you're going to turn diabetic or obese. You're going to have impotence because your central control of your vasoactive factors that regulate erections is going bye-bye. And you're going to notice that your hippocampus, because you're beta blocking, doesn't work anymore. So your card file system for your memory is shot and you can't learn new things. So you become increasingly stupid. Now, Dr. Deagle has alternatives that if you get off most of the things, except maybe you're going to be on a little bit of ACE receptor blocker or mild diuretic, you better be. And mild diuretics, by the way, we use things like VenoA and PowerC Plus are fantastic diuretics, but they won't screw up your electrolytes. So you got to start off with cardiovascular. You have to look at perfusion, which is the endopat and endothelix test. Even if your pressures are normal or even low, you might have decreased perfusion, and cardiovascular will fix that. So don't assume because your blood pressures are not low or your blood doctor is giving you half a dozen drugs to lower it than it should. It isn't necessarily.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we have Bruce McKeown here from Summit to Sea. Bruce, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Can you tell us the latest advances in terms of the technology? Because there really are a number of other companies, some around considerably longer, but they're using old technology, which they haven't upgraded. Your systems are, number one, have dual backups. They're brighter, larger, more ergonomic. You even have ones where you can actually take a gurney and put it up to the chamber. You can roll a wheelchair in one of the vertical ones. You've got chambers for pets. Tell us all the different advances that you've done over the last few years to make the Summit to Sea chambers the very best mild hyperbaric chambers on the planet.
Well, we don't really have enough time, so I'm going to focus on these segments on one phase at a time.
Right.
Today, I'd like to focus on safety, which is what every medical device should be, is safe.
Right.
We have innovated to the point that if your power goes out, if a circuit breaker flips, if someone turns the power off, an alarm sounds, you can safely get out of the chamber. No other company is doing that. No other company cares.
even though there's been a death at one of our competitors as a result of the power to the pump not being there. So we look at that and say, I want to be redundant everywhere. If a hose falls off, you're covered. If one of the two pumps dies, you're covered. If one of the valves doesn't open, you're covered.
Right.
So the safety, the circuit, fault circuit safety alarm is just the latest innovation that we ship with every chamber. And you know what, Bill? We didn't increase the price. We just said, we need to be the safest on the market. Let's go do this. And we did it.
Now, the looking at the pricing, that's another major factor, too. Your chambers are actually less expensive and have more features than any other competitor. So let's talk about that. Some of your smaller chambers are as inexpensive as, say, $4,000. You can also lease them. There's a leasing company, so lease it to several hundred dollars a month. And you have chambers that, you know, in fact, we had a recent gentleman, I think just a few months ago, he purchased not only a chamber for himself, but also for his veterinary practice for his pets. So obviously,
yeah,
that's a pretty significant, person that's, you know, they're a believer. And I don't know of a health condition, any serious health condition, either preventive, let's say you're a professional athlete and you want to maintain a high level of the performance, or you have any serious health condition, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, congestive heart failure, post-ECMO brain from having heart-lung bypass surgery, let's say you bypass surgery in your heart, a chemo brain where you got chemotherapy and your brain is fuzzy and you can't think straight. I don't know any condition, inflammatory bowel disease, bad psoriasis. I don't know any condition that mild hyperbaric oxygen will not help dramatically, either at it's speeding the rate of healing and the extent of healing.
Yeah, and let's just touch on the pet chambers for a while. In this society, people will spend $5,000, $10,000 on a surgery on their pet that most likely could have been avoided with a $4,000, $5,000 chamber. Not only that, the pet's hair will be glossy, their nails will grow properly, their eyes will be clear. There's no reason not to have a chamber for your pet, unless you like a pet that looks like the hair's dull and needs surgery.
a good example is osteoporosis of the bones or osteoarthritis, which in some larger dogs is pretty aggressive. Interesting, because pets live and age seven times faster. They also heal seven times faster. So when you start putting them in the chamber regularly, they can make remarkable recoveries. Cats, dogs, little birdies. It's kind of amazing to me. I mean, you give a molecule that in every hospital situation, every veterinary situation, the first thing you do when you're doing surgery, make sure the patient, whether they're intubated or they have an oral airway, is oxygenated. And
yes.
Henry's Law, by the way, takes air and puts it under pressure so that it dissolves it into tissue, so it goes beyond the capillary bed. That's what's really significant. Is beyond the capillary bed is what mild hyperbaric oxygen does. So you can't bounce on. I heard a holistic ophthalmologist, I won't mention his name, but he thought it was beneficial by itself or equivalent to a hyperbaric chamber, mild hyperbaric chamber, to bounce on a treadmill while you take oxygen at a high rate, let's say 8 or 10 liters a minute. Not. You have to be under some pressure in order for that to dissolve the oxygen beyond the capillary bed. So the idea of high oxygen flow rates or induced hyperfusion rates, say bouncing on a rebounding trampoline, isn't equivalent to hyperbaric oxygen.
Yeah, and there's something else that many people should know about, is if you like fresh fruit and you like vegetables, you better talk to the beekeepers and say they need a hyperbaric chamber to prevent collapsed hive syndrome, which is threatening all the farming in the U.S.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Maybe they can rehab some of these bees that they've transported across the country because they're worker bees, right? They put them in these big trucks and bring them across the country. Maybe they need to have a lot of the hives put inside chambers for so many hours a week just to kind of resurrect the bees so they're not dying of the toxic pesticides that are out there, the toxic heavy metals and fumes going along the freeways when they're being transported. And, of course, the disruption from Wi-Fi networks that are screwing up their little brains because they see the geopathic stress lines of the they call the geosphere, because they can actually, they navigate based on the position of the sun and the geopathic stress lines because they have magnetite in their brain. So bees can actually see the geopathic stress lines of the planet. And that's how they navigate with that, wow, the position of the sun. And the same way with birds. Birds navigate based on seeing geopathic stress lines because they have magnetite in the areas of the brain called the pineal gland, or in the central parts of the base of the brain. And it's the same with insects as it is with birds. And people don't understand that. That's why one of the first symptoms, for example, of smart meter toxicity is insomnia and disorientation and agitation, anxiety attacks, panic attacks. It's all tied together. So when you're getting panic attacks, not only do we have calm-minded brain mag, which I have in my little glass here now, which I'm drinking to keep myself nice and calm, but also I have a hyperbaric chamber from Summit to Sea. And I'm hoping to get in the chamber after the show today to assist my rehabilitation, which has to happen every day, because no one's older than a seven-year-old, and you're literally cloning yourself into the future. But if you don't provide the oxygen, the nutrients, and the technology to help assist that process, you're going to make a bad copy of yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the idea with the hives is, when you're starting up a new hive, you put them in it for 2 days, and now your hive is starting healthy. And then if you are in a toxic area with a lot of pesticides, you bring them back in once a year.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea, isn't it? So if there's beekeepers out there, then you realize this is one of the therapies. The other thing is, if you're detoxing, you need to absorb oxygen so you get high levels of ATP and NADH. So the sick tissues, and this is an important principle, if let's say one cell or 10 cells in 100 in an organ, let's say the liver, are basically hypoxic and unable to generate enough energy to detox that portion of the cells in the liver, if you supply oxygen, your liver is more efficiently able to detoxify. So if you're taking our detoxifying nutrients like xenoestrogen detox or life support, they work far better if you add hyperbaric oxygen to that treatment. And in fact, we have people that have gotten hyperbaric chamber. I remember these from rescue workers we treated in the 9/11, because I was recommending hyperbaric oxygen years ago. We had 9/11 rescue, and they would come out, and they had previously been smokers, and all of a sudden the actual tar started coming right through their skin, and they would also say, "You're smoking again, aren't you?" And they were, yeah, they were just detoxifying, and the cigarette, yeah, tar was coming right through their skin, so they smelt like they were a smoker again, and they weren't. And this is after, like, say, 10, 15, 20 years. So, you know, people don't realize if you're working around methyl ethyl ketone and you're working as an airline mechanic, the MEK is going to come out through your skin. Pretty disgusting, eh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And a hyperbaric chamber, people should realize, is a detoxification chamber. So if you're taking our detox nutrients and then you get in the chamber, your detox is amplified dramatically. Whether it's heavy metals because you're taking our Chelomax and Semethyl, or you're taking xenoestrogen detox and BioLVR and life support, and you're trying to detox from toxic chemicals, and you're taking our polyphenon, which is in our nutrient defense, and green tea select to chelate out the toxic chemicals, you're going to get a heck of a lot more out if you're in the hyperbaric chamber. So it's another thing that people don't realize is going on. I think that people should think mentally, I have a shower and a bath in my house, so I get a nice big bath, and I have a chamber. In other words, it's like brushing your teeth. It's like brushing your cells with oxygen. They should think like that, to say, you know, I'm diabetic, for example, they say, or I'm hypertensive, or I've got, you know, that's an old injury to my joints, let's say from a sport. Well, if you're going to recover, you have to have enough oxygen for those fibroblasts to rebuild the tissues. Like someone who's got osteoporosis, if they use hyperbaric oxygen, the inflammatory situation in their bones goes away, and they're better able to lay down new collagen type 29 so they can actually crystallize bone on it. So their recovery from osteopenia and osteoporosis is a lot faster. You know, if they're taking our peptides, let's say for eye disorders, let's say like glaucoma or retinitis pigmentosa, they're going to recover a lot faster. And the stem cells, if they get a stem cell transplant, are going to take in their tissues if they're getting hyperbaric oxygen. I tell people, if they're planning on a stem cell line, or even the peptides we get from Europe, from the European Academy of Sciences, which I custom lay out a protocol of what new peptides they need, I say these are not going to work optimally unless you're dealing hyperbaric oxygen. And they're like, well, why is that? I said, because if you don't have the optimal conditions, it's like being a good Iowa farm boy. How the heck do you expect to have a good crop and have lots of the seeds take if you don't prepare the soil of your body? And oxygen is preparing the soil of your cells and your tissues. Interesting.
That's incredible. Yes.
Yeah. It makes sense, too. I mean, think of the tissues like a soil. And, again, remember, you don't have the body you had 7 years ago. You cloned yourself into your current body from 7 years ago. So no one, typically, except for a few old neurons and memories that are passed down from your previous clone version of yourself, you're basically not the same person. You look similar. You're related. You're genetically related. But by the way, epigenetically, depending on your environment, you've created new epigenetic and DNA code. They've actually discovered you're actually coding for new DNA that you can even pass on to your descendants during your life. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. And the body replaces itself every,
Seven years. Some tissues are quicker. Your GI tract, you replace between 4 and 7 days, the inner lining. 4 to 7 days. So, you know, if some tissues are a lot slower, like your bones may take several years. But, you know, the fact is that you're cloning yourself into the future, and if you don't have the right nutrients and oxygen present dissolved in the tissue, you're going to do a really crappy job because you're going to not have very good toner. And part of that toner is oxygen delivered to the tissues to maintain high energy. And remember now, an oxygenated tissue is an alkaline tissue. It's a tissue that doesn't have a high level of free radicals and oxidized protein molecules and inflammation markers. So when you oxygenate, you reduce inflammation. So if you've got tendonitis, bursitis, arthritis, you need to get in a dang chamber. You need to take your anti-inflammatories like Cell Defense Plus and anti-inflammatories such as, you know, Inflamax or Seroflozyme, Seropeptase. But if you don't take oxygen, the extent to which you're going to reduce the inflammation and the speed with which you're going to do it is going to be dramatically reduced.
And just by feeding oxygen to those cells that are newly created, they're going to be stronger and they're going to be much more effective.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's go through some examples. We'll go to head to toe or toe to head. Peripheral vascular disease. If you've got diabetic peripheral microcirculatory problems and you're not in the chamber, why the hell not? Number two, if you've got a blocked pudendal artery, do you know that one male in four, in 20 over age 40 has a major blockage of at least 93% to one major artery to the lower extremity? One in 20 over age 40.
Wow.
Well, that's an actual statistic from the vascular surgeons in America, okay? They know, and they're there drooling that they're going to put a Dacron graft in. If we give our nutraceuticals and we give people an oxygen, their body can clear that plaque. And it may take them 6 months, but if they don't have a critical situation where they have to have a surgery or they're going to lose a limb, then you want to take the nutraceuticals and hyperbaric oxygen. Next, looking at autoimmune disease, inflammatory bowel disease, cancer, post-radiation osteonecrosis of bone. If you want to reverse it, you have to use hyperbaric oxygen. You're not going to reverse osteonecrosis or post-chemo brain or post-ECMO heart and brain. A lot of people, for example, don't realize if you're going into heart failure because you took Donald Robinson or a lot of mitochondrial toxic chemotherapy for breast cancer, you have to use hyperbaric oxygen to resurrect those mitochondria. If you don't, you're going to go into terminal heart failure, and the primary cause of late onset death in women who survive breast cancer 5 years or more is congestive heart failure caused by mitochondrial death. And one of the major things to reverse it is not only our nutraceuticals, but oxygen, hyperbaric oxygen. Interesting, eh? So mitochondrial dysfunction is a major factor for a lot of illnesses. Chronic fatigue syndrome, diabetic degeneration, osteopenia. For example, if people are smokers and they get inflammation, they get microcirculatory problems and hypoxia. If you're trying to reverse that osteopenia, osteoporosis, you've got to get them in hyperbaric oxygen if they get a critical, you know, DEXA scan that shows that they're going to get a compression fracture of their lumbar vertebrae or surgical neck of their left or right hip. So if you want to speed the recovery and increase it faster and protect them, yeah, you can use technology like our MicroPulse, Schumann Resonance, to generate stem cells. They take stem cell support, things like Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, Her Majesty's Royal Jelly for pro-collagen, and take the minerals like, you know, the Minerals Plus and Vitamineral Max, and take, you know, Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, and Volvo NMK2. But on the background, if you don't have adequate oxygen, those tissues aren't going to heal. And so decreased perfusion, which happens a sine qua non of, say, diabetic vascular disease, if you don't reverse that, you're going to get into big problems, which is why the rates of stroke, heart disease, and cancer are 6 times higher in diabetics, because they have decreased perfusion, which decreases oxygen delivery and nutrient delivery. So, why not? It's like when they elected Trump. Why not? Why are you not getting a hyperbaric oxygen to prevent horrible complications and improve your healing?
And why are you waiting?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, you know, I tell people, if you're not certain that this will help your condition, just drop a call or email, and I'll be able to tell you whether or not. I don't know of any health condition that won't help. In fact, I'm just going to give a little bit of background. I was asked to be a consultant, because remember, I trained at Dalhousie University in Halifax, which has a very large hyperbaric naval community. It's the center for the Navy for the Atlantic Ocean. And our university had lots of hyperbaric chambers. We would treat MS and all kinds of other health conditions, including retinitis pigmentosa, with hyperbaric chambers. And in Colorado, the Colorado Board of Medical Examiners got upset that we were getting success with treating a lot of conditions that were on their short list from the University of Colorado, large, we call multi-chamber, which I think you can put up to 6 individuals in it. And so someone from the university actually going to file an inquiry, and the board being basically dummies, and had nobody that had training in hyperbaric oxygen therapy, decided to come down in a clinic. Now, I didn't work in a clinic. I was a consultant, so I'd see patients that would come in and they'd get referred to me. One gentleman we had was a man who had retinitis pigmentosa, and he'd already put his order in for a seeing eye dog. And we had people with all kinds of conditions, post-ECMO brain, post-radionecrosis of bone, all kinds of horrifying conditions that there's no medical treatment for at all, except your basic treatment has to be hyperbaric oxygen, nutrients, and other technology, which since that time, which is now in the early 2000s, when the board decided to come after us, and they actually threatened that any of the doctors who were acting as a consultant, they were going to target us because these guys are stupid SOBs, okay? Now, in the state of Texas, the Texas state senator actually had a major stroke, and he had his consultant buddies who were actually relatives who discovered that if he got hyperbaric oxygen, he'd make a full recovery from his stroke. Dang it. You know, 80% of the chambers in the world, hyperbaric chambers, are in China, and they're really expert at it. The Europeans also. Tremendous experts at hyperbarics. So, and also in the East Coast of Canada, West Coast of Canada, and the United States, like the naval centers, if you find naval doctors that are doing working with divers, like in the North Sea, we had a gentleman that called into the program the other day who got what's called pulse diving syndrome caused by deep diving and, you know, fizzing like a pop, you know, a can of pop. Because they don't properly decompress him, he comes up on deck, and they got to put him in a chamber, drop him down to 40 feet below sea level, and he suffered permanent damage to his blood vessels, his muscles, and his brain. Not a good thing. Now, I tell people, you'd be surprised at what conditions. I don't know of any health condition that can't help. Let's say you've got a delayed healing of a fracture. You've got a post-traumatic concussion brain injury. For example, on the field, if somebody gets banged on the head in their concussion protocol, and the neurologist or doctor does a quick, you know, mini mental status and says, oh my, you've had too hard a bang on the head. We now have actually a blood test that can measure markers in your body and even a quantitative EEG, which is a non-invasive gel electrode EEG that can tell if your brain has been smacked too hard. And those people should immediately be put in a hyperbaric chamber. I mean, they should have a portable chamber at every fitness, at every team, like the Broncos or the Patriots or whatever. They should have a chamber in their change room or the doctor's offices in their facility. So if you don't think it's going to help your condition, I don't know. From ingrown toenails to traumatic brain injury to cancer to heart failure, I don't know of a health condition that's not improved faster, quicker, and more complete to add to our nutraceuticals and other technology mild hyperbaric oxygen. So don't be a dummy like the Colorado Board of Examiners harassing us, where other states it's perfectly acceptable and it's required care. You have to understand, you contact me and I'll give you the right advice. Wherever you're living, you need to get a mild hyperbaric chamber, and even the treatment for oxygen toxicity is mild hyperbarics. Thank you, Bruce. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks' time. Enjoy your trip down to the Grand Cayman Islands doing some training.
I shall. You take care, sir.
Yeah. If you have any questions, just give me a call on this or drop an email.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.